All right, then, it's Under the Lights, Atalanta v Liverpool, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. And let's be honest, you're not going higher, so you're watching it on BT Sport 2 then. You've got me, Gareth Roberts, Lizzie Doyle, Cam Rimmer and Damian Cavana to preview this one. We'll also be speaking to Connor Clancy, an Italian journalist and Atalanta fan. So what do we know about this one? Well, everyone is saying it's tough, it's hard, it's going to be a difficult game for Liverpool. They're a good side, they score a lot of goals. All of that kind of stuff kind of feels like we're being written off a little bit, but not for the first time. Cam, what's your thoughts on this one, mate? I was just looking at the bookies odds before because I always take an interest. I'm not a big betting man, but I just find it interesting to see where they go on it. And they can hardly separate us, it looks like. You know, they're saying sort of 11 to 10 for a Liverpool win, 11 to 5 for an Atalanta win, 3 to 1 for a draw. As I said, they're scoring a lot of goals, playing pretty well by the looks of things, flying high in the league and all the rest of it. And we're going out there still with a few injuries.
Yeah, well, you've got to look at the context of it, really, haven't you? Like, with all the injury crisis we've got at the minute. And like, when the draw was made, it's probably going to be the toughest one. So when this get this one out the way, then you're flying, really, aren't you? Hopefully with 9 points in the bag. But I was looking before this, that they've got Inter on Sunday. I think so. Maybe they might have one eye on that. So hopefully they might not be full pelt as what they would have been. But yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but I'll be glad once it's out the way and then hopefully bring 3 points back.
Yeah, the thing with it, Damien, is that no one ever wants to say this. No one ever wants to hear it either. But the fact that we started the group the way we started the group means that actually... And we shouldn't go into it. The team won't go into this thinking this. But I think we can look at a big picture here and say, a draw's not the end of the world. And to be honest, neither is a defeat.